everybody, and welcome to the Running Anthropologist podcast. I'm so happy you're here and joining us for our special episode on the introduction of the Trail Running Film Festival. We have Matthias Eichler with us today, the executive producer, to talk all things trail films and running films, and a little bit about the Pacific Northwest and his tromping ground. Really cool guy, really a lot of fun to sit down with and talk about what are some of the cool films that we're featuring, and hope that you can just kind of hang out with us and learn about the film festival and how it's going and where it's going to be, including if you're in Tampa Bay, definitely join us on April 13th. It's a Thursday night, and we're going to be hanging out and watching films and also hearing some stories from returned Peace Corps volunteers about their trail running. Little panel and a great guest speaker, Andy Crew Matthews, who most of us know in this area, is famous for A1 Ultra events and doing lots of cool ultra events, including having the FKT, the fastest known time, on the Lake Okeechobee Lollipop from the coast. Really cool story. He's going to be speaking and introducing our films on April 13th, and he's going to be telling us all about his life and what he does and some of the opportunities for trail running in Florida. So that'll be really fun too. I hope that you can join us, including here on the podcast, but also especially for the film festival. And you can check out the film festival at trailfilmfest.com. And I'll include a link in the show notes, and you can also reach out to us if you have any questions. Without further ado, let's get started. And welcome to the running anthropologist, Matthias Eichler, who is the executive producer of the Trail Running Film Festival. And it is currently on a global tour, and we got connected through that. So I just wanted to kind of spend some time with you. I'm so grateful that you had a few minutes to talk.
Absolutely. I appreciate being here, Mark. And I, you know, you shouldn't downplay the connected, because you are actually going to be one of our hosts on this gigantic global tour. So I'm very much appreciating you sort of representing us in your community and bringing these awesome films to trail runners and road runners and anybody else interested in awesome adventure stories.
Us too. That last part about awesome adventure stories seems to be a good fit, because I've been reading the descriptions of the, you know, the finalists, the people whose films, the independent filmmakers who made it in. And it's really quite adventurous, quite kind of crazy, wild stuff, and really feats of running that the film festival has drawn from.
Yeah, I mean, I think it comes sort of natural a little bit that if it's worth making a film out of it, then it needs to be an awesome story, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody takes a GoPro onto their little 3-mile training run, or they do sometimes, and sometimes we do get those submitted, but you know, the stories that we're looking for are the epic adventures. But then again, epic adventures doesn't just mean three white dudes on a mountaintop. We are trying to find epic adventures that represent everyone. And for some, that might mean overcoming some adversity or something. So it's not just, you know, 9 films about climbing Mount Everest over and over and over again.
Sure. No, there's one that involves mountains I've seen, but you're right. The diversity of them is quite beautiful. When I first read about the film festival and about what you guys were doing, it was exciting for me, because I'm a fan of films and I really enjoy film festivals. And I know a lot of people, of course, in our community, in Tampa Bay community here in Florida, and the wider Florida trail running community, that just love stories and hearing about, you know, encouraging one another, hearing about how others have overcome adversity, have gotten started running. And I saw a lot of that in the film festival that you all organize. Could you tell me about kind of the theme or the topics that you're focusing on this year?
Yeah, I don't think we have an overarching theme, right? Because we are not commissioning films, we have an open submission. We don't really know what stories we're going to be getting. And it's quite thrilling and a little bit nerve-wracking because you don't know what stories you're going to be sharing. You don't know how these stories, these voices sort of fit together. We have an overarching mission as the film festival in trying to tell stories of underrepresented voices that aren't just the sponsored athletes winning UTMB and Hard Rock and stuff, right? We're trying to find stories of folks that have other things to share, that their adventure is something else and their potential funding source doesn't exist on that level.
Right.
Then if you're a sponsored athlete, right? And so we have stories about climate change and how you deal as a runner when you watch your community forests burn down and the smoke being so bad for weeks that you can't train. And we have stories of folks living in Ohio and running Western States. Yes, there's a Western States film in it, but somebody who runs it with a different motivation. And we try to find very hard, inspiring stories. Is a single woman adventurer who run through the mountains around the world, that all solo by herself. And so I think that we have a broad level of diversity, and that's a big focus of ours. And I mean, there's sort of a technical piece. We're trying not to show films that already have 500,000 views on YouTube, right? So that is a sort of very basic idea of here's the films that we like. And I think out of that kind of becomes sort of a storyline that shows unique voices, unique faces, people that you haven't seen on screen, stories that you haven't heard. And I think that creates an evening full of inspiration and discovery and challenge. And so it brings something new to people.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. And just to be clear, you know, those stories are out there too. You know, if you want to watch your favorite really fast runner, get a FKT and, you know, Hoka or Solomon will have their, you know, their YouTube video up about them, and they're beautiful. Those are great too. But like you said, they're the stories that are already being told, and you can kind of Google them or find them on YouTube. Whereas these more unique stories of sort of runners who don't, you know, who aren't sponsored or who aren't famous, everyday runners as well, don't get told. And I think that's what's really nice about this film festival idea. One of the runners that you're featuring, Mario Mendoza, in one of the films, you know, he does work on the Mexico-U.S. border with youth, getting young Latino youth into running. And I'd followed him before. I'd seen him, but I think that's the only person in the film series this year that I really know, you know, that I would have known before. So I look forward to hearing all of their stories and learning about them.
I think that there's nothing wrong with professional athletes telling their stories. Obviously, I'm not trying to diss them in any way, but they already have a platform, right? They're films are being professionally produced by brands, and the brands align those film releases with product releases. And so there is sort of a whole strategy around getting these voices heard. And if you're an independent filmmaker and you have a unique story, then your film, you know, ends on YouTube and gets 250 views or so, right? And so we are trying to sort of create a platform or be that platform of telling the other people's stories. Not because we think they're better or different, but because we want to bring that level of diversity to the community. We want the average trail runner to see themselves represented, because they're the ones who have families at home and a job and need to find their training load fit into with everything, right? And so they see themselves more represented with the daily struggles of the average runner. And so we're trying to represent those stories.
Yeah, no, that's great. And speaking of diversity, I did see that, aside from the one that I just mentioned, there's a film that really highlights some of the origin stories of native running. Not a super long one, but a really powerful one. And maybe you could speak to that. I just saw it on the lineup.
I mean, again, I think it speaks to our mission that we have a unique opportunity, that we are a nonprofit that's not revenue driven. And so we can find stories that we feel like are important to share, hit them, the zeitgeist, if you will, hit the moment, and we can surface those, we can share those. We don't have to worry about, does this story align with our product release of our summer colors, of our new shirts? We can say, hey, it's important that we share stories of folks from different walks of life, from different skin colors, from different sexual orientations, from different ideas of what running means to them, right? And I think that's what's sort of fascinating and beautiful about the film festival, that we are free to look at the submissions that we are getting, and we can encourage these submissions by showing other films previously to say, hey, if you have a film, if you have a story, if you feel like your voice is outside the status quo, is outside the norm, tell it, record it, film, make a film and submit it to us, and we would love to share it.
Great. And you of course represent that in your life, being an expat, and you are a German living out west in Olympia, Washington, where there's a lot of good trail running, and I'm sure that you have learned a lot about trail running culture as well as North American culture during your time here. What got you interested in or wanting to be involved in this? I know that you're a runner yourself, but you know, how did you find yourself in this space?
It's been a long journey. I enjoy the outdoors, but I had to rediscover it because my access to the outdoors has always been the Alps. Grew up in the south of Germany, and so the Alps are obviously very different playground than the sort of wild, untamed wilderness of the West. And so at first I was very intimidated, but I fell in love with the outdoors here through trail running. It felt like the right mixture of adventure. I can have an adventure by running over some roots in a city park. I feel that micro adventure that I need, while at the same time I can feel like I'm safe. I'm not going to kill myself on some crazy base jumping trip. I have a family at home. I need to be back for dinner. And so trail running fit into that for me, and it unlocked a love for the outdoors and for sports, for that hobby, in a way that I said, okay, I would love to work in that field. I've always enjoyed working my passion and not sort of splitting myself into 9 to 5, I do work and then I play. I enjoyed combining these things, and I like storytelling. And as much as you said you love film, I'm not even that big of a film buff myself. I'm run a podcast. I like telling stories as they come, but I acknowledge that not everybody is good in front of the microphone and enjoys live storytelling. And so film has the ability to engage people, connect with people, and tell stories that go beyond what somebody can do in front of a microphone. And I'm a really good project manager. Sorry to toot my own horn. I'm not mean to say that, but I love the challenge of the film festival tour. The idea of like, okay, here are 100 filmmakers submitting films. Here are 200 hosts who want to host. Here are 25 sponsors who want to sponsor. How do I throw all of this in a pot and make something really amazing that people all over the world can enjoy, where the community comes together, where local sponsors and local running store owners and community organizers bring their community together, and you get inspired by watching these films, and the sponsors get to reach these people and the filmmakers who previously thought their film would just go on YouTube and they get, you know, 200 views, all of a sudden are going to be in front of thousands of people, experienced live. And all of this is, for me, such an incredible puzzle and challenge. And it breaks me in half, and I work way too hard, but I absolutely love it.
That is great. And as you know, that really fits with our mission at Running Anthropologist. It's kind of a project exploring the culture of running and trying to share those unique corners of running culture. And so I'm just super happy that we were able to join in and bring it to Tampa Bay. And in very much the way you described, you know, a local community kind of came together to make it happen. Our local running store with a few of our local running clubs, our ultra community, and a USF student group, and USF World, University of South Florida, are actually hosting it physically. So it will be on a college campus, which we hope will, will really get people inspired and perhaps spark some imagination or spark a passion that, you know, how it is during college years. You see something and you're like, oh, I didn't know that was a thing. I could do that, you know, and what a beautiful opportunity to share those stories with students and with our local running community. So we're super happy to be hosting. And before I let you go, go ahead, please.
No, I was just saying, I love hearing how you and all of these other hosts are fitting the film festival into their community, right? You're going to be on a college campus in South Dakota. Somebody is going to be showing it in a barn on a farm, and there's going to be a beer run, and a brewery is going to be out there. And in the south of France later in May, the film festival is going to be shown at a trail race where 2,500 runners are going to be there for the weekend. And so I just love to hear where the creativity and how the community sort of finds a way of fitting the Trail Running Film Festival into the place that they're already at. And as much as it adds an insane amount of challenge trying to figure out, okay, you need that film file in that way by that date. And it would be sort of easier if I would just say, okay, here's how it is. This is exactly what you're getting. Good luck. But I sort of wrapping myself around all of these challenges and figuring out, okay, you're streaming it from a laptop. You're in a theater, so you need a special file format, and you want French subtitles and stuff. And so I love all of that, and it's maddeningly crazy amount of work, but it's super rewarding. And seeing how the community is inspired and excited about this and what they're taking away from it is, beginning of the season, at least here in the Pacific Northwest, right? So people watch it while the mountains still have snow on it. So their trails will have to wait. They have to wait a while for the trails to melt out, but it's this early season inspiration, which I guess only works for us in the Northern Hemisphere. I have a call in an hour with somebody from Sydney, Australia. So for her, she's going to bring a film festival down at a very different time of the year for her.
Sure. Yeah. And for us in Florida, it's kind of the middle or maybe even inching towards the end of the running season. But we can run year round here. It just gets hot in the summer. So ideally, if you're going to do long races, you travel a little bit in the summer and you get up really early for training, which is, I should mention that we are hosting at the University of South Florida, the Patel Center, on April the 13th. And this is kind of in conjunction with the few weeks that the Trail Film Festival is kicking off. And then later in the season, if I'm not mistaken, you make those films available for individuals to show, after the film festivals have all been shown. And individuals, if they can't make it to one of the showings or if they live someplace where it's not being shown, they would later have access to it, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I highly recommend seeing it in a place with a hosted location with their community. But of course, there are many scenarios where, I mean, we only have 50 some locations. That doesn't cover the entire globe yet. We're working on it for next year. But we do have a virtual viewing option. So you are able to buy yourself a ticket and watch it in the comfort of your home on your couch. I've had somebody contact me and saying that they have two little kids and they, you know, they can't get out into a theater with babysitting and everything. And so they're really excited about making it a special evening where they sit down and watch these films. So I'm excited that we are still able to provide that. And I think COVID sort of taught us how to make all of this happen. Technology all of a sudden existed and it instantly became sort of adopted by everyone. And so we have virtual tickets that you can buy on our website if you're nowhere near close to a physical location.
That's great. Yeah, and for about the same price as attending at the cinema. It's a really nice that's how I found you guys was during the pandemic. I think it was 2 years ago. I saw, oh, there's a film festival and it's available online. You know, we aren't able to go out to the theater at the moment, but we could put it on our really big screen and invite friends. And of course, it's released a little later than the actual film festival, but still wonderful opportunity during the pandemic. And I thought to myself, even then, I thought, oh, it'd be great to host a running film festival in Tampa Bay. And I'm glad we're able to make it happen. Before I let you go, I want to ask you for some closing, best of, insight from you. What has been the coolest run that you've been a part of, recently, or, you know, that you'd like to share with others, and, where did you go?
So I'm going to share something completely out of left field because I've done a lot of stuff recently that is cool and special. But many, many years ago when Strava was still fairly new, when the idea of carrying your phone with you was new, and when I was fairly new into running, I was for a work trip in San Francisco, and it was the first time I was in San Francisco ever. And I thought, I'll take my running clothes, and it's not even trail running related to the story. I took my running clothes, and I woke up at 5 in the morning, and I had no real plan, but I hopped into a cab and had them drive me to the park right in front of the Golden Gate Bridge, and I ran in the misty early morning dark across the bridge over to the other side, ran back, and then ran through the city that I've never been in. And so, like, you know, every two blocks had to pull out my phone on the map and figure out where I was, and I ran back to the hotel. And it was one of the most exhilarating runs that I had ever done. And it was very, very early on in my running career. And I was completely hooked. And it was an incredible way of exploring a city.
What a beautiful story.
Yeah, I'm a trail runner. I'm supposed to be telling a different story. But that was one that is unique and has always stuck with me.
Awesome. How about if we make it out your way? Because lots of people listen to us that travel or might make it out to Olympia, Washington at some point. What are some places that they could travel to in that area where you would say you can't go wrong running at this place on a trail run?
Well, you know, we are really, really incredibly fortunately located, right? We are right at the southern tip of the Puget Sound. So salt water literally spills into our downtown. But we are 45 minutes each way from two national parks. We have Mount Rainier National Park outside east, and then heading west, we have got Olympic. And the staircase region of Olympic National Park is an area that not many people talk about when they talk about Olympic. Olympic usually is shown, you see the beaches and you see the rainforest and perhaps Hurricane Ridge in the north. But the staircase region is sort of a local spot, if you will. And there are some incredible runs out there. A few years ago, I put a FKT route on that ridge line that is right above Lake Cushman by Hood Sport that puts connects six peaks that you sort of can see. And yeah, there are some incredible trails, very rugged, in that area, not incredibly remote, but certainly lots of bushwhacking in places. So, yeah, very, very unique and exciting place. And there's not a single year where I don't make these hills part of my regular training routine for anything that I do.
Awesome. So Olympic National Park and Mount Rainier National Park are obviously two places near you that anyone would not go bad by showing up and just going for a run there. That's a great suggestion.
No, absolutely. I mean, if you go to Mount Rainier, like one of my favorite easy ones is you start at Longmire. You don't have to drive far in, and you run from Longmire along the Wonderland Trail up to Paradise, and then you can go above Paradise. And if you're prepared, you can go all the way up to Camp de Muir, which is over 10,000 feet. You go over the Muir snowfield, so you do need to be prepared with spikes or poles or something. But it's definitely doable. It's not a glacier yet. And then you run back down, you end up with, now I'm lying to you. I don't know the mileage, over 20 miles.
Over 20 miles,
but
okay.
Yeah, but you are, you're in the Wonderland, you're going up, you're always running up towards the summit of Rainier. And so, yeah, there are some incredible runs that are really accessible. And you're on the Wonderland, right? I mean, that's like classic.
Oh, that's beautiful. What was the starting point that you said in the beginning? It started with an L?
Yeah, Longmire. Longmire is sort of the Ashford is the main town to the west of the park, and if sort of the main access point into the park. And Longmire is there's an inn, there's a big parking lot, and it's not really up the mountain. Paradise and Sunrise are the areas where you sort of drive up into the mountain, but it's a lot closer. I mean, between, if you drive from Longmire to Paradise, you try driving like almost 30 minutes, right? You can cut that out, park below, and you just run up along the Wonderland Trail up towards Paradise, and it's fantastic.
Okay, that's awesome. And the other one that you mentioned that I want to make sure to hit home is to hit the lesser run part of Olympic Park, which is the staircase area.
I think it used to be called Devil's Staircase, and probably some white folks had a hard time with some steep sections. They called it Devil's Staircase, and now it's just Staircase.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for your time, Matias, and for those local running suggestions. That's little nuggets of gold there. But most of all, thank you for organizing this festival. Thanks for your work and for bringing all these wonderful independent filmmakers together. We can't wait to host it here in Tampa Bay, and I wish you the best of luck in all you do.
I appreciate the time. Thanks for having me on your show. Can't wait to listen to it. No, I very much appreciate it. I'm excited that you're hosting the film festival in Tampa Bay. And yeah, if anybody comes out here and needs any suggestions about where to run, I am happy to give advice and guide you around.
Thank you, Matias. I wish you happy running.
All right, take care. Yep.
Okay, I ended the recording there. I think that was great. As always, and thanks so much for being a part of the Running Anthropologist podcast this episode. We have not been broadcasting in a while, and we're super happy that you're able to join us for this special episode. As we go into the spring season, we'll be having more podcast interviews and a little bit more about races and special events. So I hope that you can join us for those. You can always keep up with us on our blog site, runninganthropologist.com, and explore and share some of your favorite corners of running culture. We'd love to hear about them. You can share those out by reaching out to us at runninganthropologist on Instagram or Facebook. And of course, you can also share with us on the blog site, runninganthropologist.com. And look forward to hearing from you. If you have suggestions about people we should interview or places we should be talking about, we'd love to hear it. And wishing you and yours, as always, till next time, happy running.